Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, September 4th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. For its Broadway return this fall, Beetlejuice will be celebrating 41 days of October, all October long, and for the first 10 days of November. A variety of surprises, giveaways, and partnerships will coincide with the first national tour's pit stop in New York City. Among the highlights, a weekly costume contest every Thursday in person at the Palace Theater, in which fans are encouraged to arrive an hour before showtime for the chance to win some swag, weekly collectible pin and postcard giveaways each Tuesday, a panel at New York Comic Con on October 10th, presented by Playbill, a free treat at Schmackery's Cookies for any fan dressed in costume on October 11th, a talkback following the scheduled performance on October 29th, and a delicious giveaway at Hershey's Chocolate World on Halloween night. For a full schedule of events, visit BeetlejuiceBroadway.com/41-days-of-October. Beetlejuice starts back up October 8th and runs through January 3rd at the Palace Theater. Many desirable items will once again be up for grabs at this year's Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Flea Market and Grand Auction. The silent and live auctions will have lots that include, just to name a few, onstage cameo opportunities at Anne Juliet and Death Becomes Her, VIP house seats and star meet and greets, exclusive show memorabilia signed by Broadway stars, the chance to shadow stage managers and the audio team at The Lion King, Moulin Rouge, and The Outsiders, Rachel Zegler's dress and boots from her Broadway debut in last season's Romeo and Juliet, and the bloody tank top worn by Tom Francis during the final performance of the recently shuttered revival of Sunset Boulevard. For a full catalog of offerings, visit biddingforgood.com. Early online bidding will close September 19th. As for the flea market, it will once again be headlined by the autograph table and photo booth, with participants to be announced later. The curtain call table will also return, giving out unique items from shows that recently concluded their New York runs. Most of Broadway's currently running shows will bring tables worth of items to the market, as well as many theatrical organizations. And new for this year, a table of items from the career of Jerry Mitchell, hosted by the Tony-winning director and choreographer himself, and a table honoring the late Cheetah Rivera. For more information on the event, visit BroadwayCares.org. This year's Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction will take place September 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on West 44th and 45th Streets between 7th and 8th Avenues in Times Square. And finally today, a friendly reminder that this Sunday, September 7th, will be a free live concert featuring performances and appearances from 23 Broadway shows. Called Founded by Broadway, it is part of New York City's 400th anniversary campaign throughout 2025. The concert takes place at 11 a.m. in Duffy Square, West 46th and 47th Streets between Broadway and 7th Avenues, and will go on rain or shine. The performances will be accompanied by live musicians. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. The next episode will be coming your way Tuesday, September 9th. Have a great rest of your week. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.